This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Tuesday, August 15th. Grains were on the downside Monday. From the Allendale Trading Desk with details, here's Steve Georgie.
When you look at the weather models out there, we've got rain on the way. We've got cooler temperatures. We've got more of a bearish weather model, especially for beans. So guys are talking this number that we had gotten from USDA on beans. Is that possible? Can we get an increase as far as yield? Well, if we get these rains through August and we do end up staying a little bit cooler where we're not seeing such heat, maybe. We'll have to see. But how much lower can we really go right now? We'll have to find that out too. But new lows made overnight, we'll see if we can push those again during the day session, or do we find a little bit of strength and try to get back above some resistance area.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 1 3/4 at 440 and a quarter. September corn was up 2 at 362 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day up 1 3/4, ranging from 521 to 560. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 4.5, ranging from 521 and 3/4 to 541 and 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were down 4, ranging from 760 to 780. Live cattle for August were down 67.5 cents at 108.80. August feeder cattle were up 52.5 cents at 142.20. And September Class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 1711. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.